This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, that's coconut water. He confused me. It says Rum Haven, but it's coconut. Oh, it's made with real coconut water, so it is rum. All right, there you go. Rum and a Red Bull.
I'm drinking rum and Red Bull.
There you go. He could be listening to that song, too. He's the only one. So if you're out there drinking something.
And Red Bull.
Hit us up at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout out on the radio. Happy early Mother's Day as well to all the moms listening, certainly our moms and our wives and everyone out there. So happy Mother's Day to you. You guys got any big any plans? Or I don't want you to give anything away.
It's going to be raining. I mean, we're going to get some. We're going, me and my boy, me and my dog, Samson, we're going helmet shopping tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're going to get his helmet. He keeps sending me.
Football helmet.
Yeah, football helmet. And so he keeps sending me pictures. And I'm just like, hold on, bro. Hold on now. All right. This is your first tackle year. All right. You ain't getting, like, because what I don't want to do is, like, give him all that crap that he sees with these kids with all these towels and tights and sleeves and dark visors and all that crap. You're not getting that. All right. In this world, and you can go ask your brothers, the same damn thing. You got to earn that. You earn equipment. Now, you need a helmet, shoulder pads, obviously.
Right.
But, like, dark visors and all that stuff, no.
You need the basic safety equipment.
Yeah, you need basic safety equipment.
But accessories.
Accessories are how much you ball.
Okay. I was going to say, how do you earn an accessory?
No, I told you, I'm not going to have a fly-ass bench warmer. Now, he's not going to be that. He's going to be fine and everything like that.
Sure.
But, yeah, you gotta earn stuff like that.
So what kind of cage is he looking at, though? Those are relatively the same price, right?
Yeah, but he sent me the picture of this one, and it's fine. But it's just like, dog, the helmet's like – I was like, hold on, bro. Hold on, man. Hold on. How about the helmet goes? And the worst thing about it is, like, they hit you with the, well, don't you want me to be safe?
Right.
Of course I do.
Right.
But you don't got to be that price safe. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they're all safe.
They're all safe.
Right? Aren't they? They're
pretty
all
much,
safe, right?
Pretty much. I did research on all the helmets. Okay. I've done research on all of them. And I know what I'm going to get them, so he don't really have to come. I like to spend time with my son and do all that kind of stuff. But he ain't got to go. I already know what I'm getting you. Now, he got to go because they make sure it fits.
Right, right.
With
right.
The hair and everything
sure.
Like that.
Yeah, try it on.
Yeah, but then we're going to do like a birthday thing.
Is this a new thing? Like, because I never played Little League football or anything like that, but like it just seems like a racket.
It is.
With the
youth.
And I'm not saying you shouldn't be paying good money for a safety helmet
youth
and all that kind of stuff, but
sports
like
sports is a racket.
Yeah. There's just a lot of stuff that I don't remember. There's too much going on
with the watching of the TV and all this stuff. So everybody want like them little oven mitts. I wish your ass would think I'm gonna buy you a damn oven mitt to put in your damn back pocket. Kiss daddy's ass. All right? I'm not gonna go. No, we need to like the bats. Okay, the bat costs however much money. That's fine.
A lot.
Show me you can play with the bad bat.
When we were playing Little League,
I don't say that.
At the beginning of the season, the coach picked up a bag of three bats from the league,
and we went in bowl.
It was an Easton one that had green writing on it. There was the one that was a Black Magic. It was black, and then maybe there was
black
a rich
with yellow.
Black
then
with
you
yellow.
Had, you had the silver one with the red and blue. But
exactly.
How is their game?
And if you're in a slump, you'd switch.
But Bo, you coach these kids. Like I will not coach. I'm sorry. I'm not dealing with mamas and daddies and the kids. I deal with one of them. I ain't dealing with both of them. But what is it? No, we were so good, and we didn't even care what bat. We just went up there and played. We didn't need no batting gloves. Then why you need all this crap?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why? I mean.
They don't.
See
they don't
TV,
first,
man.
I mean, the answer is they don't. Like, you're not going to be better
Bo,
because
do
you
all
have
your
cool
kids have their
batting
own batting helmet?
All our kids have their own batting helmets and bats, but this stems from COVID.
Okay.
It started in COVID.
Right, okay,
they made
okay.
all the kids come with their own equipment.
Okay.
Now
dude,
it's
that's
still
the dirty
a thing.
Trick. Just like the safety thing you were talking about the helmet.
Yeah,
they're sneaky now because they're like, see, for safety, you need to do it like this. It's like, not really.
And it's even written into the language when you go sign your kids up.
Right.
And I just want to be like, look, I got bats. We got three or four of them. One of them your kid can swing.
Yeah, right. Nobody's going to get COVID.
The difference between
these
expensive
bat.
Look, the bat Olivia swings sounds like glass shatters whenever she makes contact with it. But she's earned the right to swing that bat because she practices.
Sure.
There is not that big of a difference in a $100 bat and a $400 bat or a $60 or a $50 bat if your kid can't hit.
There can't. Exactly.
You
there
square
can't
up
be
the ball,
that,
it's going to fly
that much
with
of
any
a
bat.
Difference. I'm like, dog. Because, I mean, because I bit again. If you think I'm just ask your brothers, I'm same way with Isaiah. Like, hey man, hold on, dog. Before you be wearing all these damn wristbands all over your body, did you catch a pass today?
You know, you drop a pretty easy little screen pass there.
Can I get some blue? Can I get some tight? No.
Wristband getting in the way on that one.
Right, mainly because of how I grew up and how I had to grind for everything and all that stuff. Yes, I'm going to treat them like that. But at the same time, I don't want you looking smooth in your ass standing over there. Mama cut it. What's that? He the one over there with the towel and the dark visor.
You can get a picture real easy
by
of
the coach.
Him because he's not
you know
moving.
What I mean? Oh, we got to watch his uniform.
Zoom in.
No, I mean, that's not going to beat him because he's going to be really good.
Sure.
But still, I'm like, I'm not finna go out here and think that you finna come out that thing looking like looking like a five star.
It's just a racket,
it's
man.
A damn
and
racket.
So much of it
all
is
of it.
So much of it is playing
all
on parents' guilt too, because it's so built on.
And that's the thing about me, dog. I don't feel guilty at all.
And you shouldn't. You shouldn't feel guilty for any reason whatsoever. You're out there helping. You're coaching him. You're supporting him and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, oh, this one's safer.
Yeah,
nope,
I don't.
Maybe
you can't.
Maybe.
Make, you can't make like yeah,
maybe
cleats. We get some nice cleats. But no, you can't have no Deons. No, you can't have the what was the other ones you asked for? The Jordan cleats,
the Air Force ones.
No, the Jordan ones. The,
oh, the Jordan 11 makes some.
Yeah.
They make some Jordan.
I'm
yeah,
like,
they make some fours.
And this is one of the things where you know, you better not go ask your Lola either, because that's what they try to be slick or add Lola for. But no, take it back. No. Yeah. I need some fresh Nike cleats and be done with it. Now you show Daddy can ball as you ball. Your wardrobe progresses.
We played in our soccer cleats.
Dude.
You play soccer and baseball in the same cleats.
Mama went got some shoes. Mama went got shoes pay less.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I had blisters, but I was balling blistery.
Yeah. I mean, again, you weren't bad or good. Anyway, all right. Let's get to the biggest story. These damn kids. Let's get to the story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
This one to the left side, and through! Here comes Eddie! This ball game is tied! And Harris is going to head for third! And he's safe!
Do your damn
thing! Heads up, base running, and Michael Harris with three hits. Boy, has he delivered tonight.
This is
it. Yeah, he's needed it, and he's come through tonight.
Do your damn dance, Mike.
Yeah, a couple third base dances for Michael Harris last night. Eddie Rosario scored that run and got DFA'd today. So it was a fun memory for Eddie
grateful.
To come up. And at least they got that good memory because the night before with the pinch hit wasn't quite as good. And then they won it in extras. And the Braves are now 4-0 in extra innings this year, which great. I mean, if you're gonna go into extras, at least win it. They won two of the four games of the series against the Reds in extra innings, and you got to see Drake Baldwin with the walk-off hit last night too. Which what a nice story he's been.
He's
about a quarter of the way through the season.
And we talked earlier in the show. I do remember when we first in the season, you were talking about maybe trade And I was like, hold on. And then both said it again today, but both of y'all were talking about maybe Sean Murphy as a trade play piece because of how good and how fast this kid is progressing.
Yeah.
Now, he's a long way to go. We understand that. But he's gotten better. We talked, you remember at the beginning of the season, and he was just running on his ass.
Yeah.
You know, and everything like that. And that just comes with experience and knowing the speed of the game and stuff like that, reading it. But, clutch performance by him. Got another series win for the Braves, 3-1 over the Reds. Didn't have to be this way. Raffy comes in. You know, gives up the two-run home run in the ninth inning, but they were able to stay the course, stay clutch. Eddie comes in and ties it up, and then obviously in extra innings, the young boy walks it off. Ozzy comes around. There it is.
Yeah. No, there I mean, a lot of positives for sure. I'll start with Schwellenbach, who started the game.
He needed it.
He was good. It was really good to see him pitch like that and kind of look a little bit more like his early season self. Pitching's been awesome for about 2 weeks now. Bullpen's rounding into form, obviously outside of Iglesias, who can't stop giving up home runs. But Scott Blewett came in extras and went two innings and looked really good. Pierce Johnson's been really solid. Dylan Lee was fantastic last night. I mean, Deisbel Hernandez didn't pitch last night, but it seems like he's really fitting into what his role is. Like, that's the thing about the early part of the season with so many guys in your bullpen that weren't in the roles that they're going to be in this year. It's just trying to figure out who does what.
Yeah.
They're kind of figuring that out and slotting these guys into the right spots. Again, Iglesias has got to stop giving up homers.
Yeah, Raffy.
There's not, you know, there isn't really like a real interesting thing to say about it other than he needs to stop doing that. His slider, which has been his out pitch in his career, is not that right now. Like, they're teeing off on it. So that's got to get fixed. I mean, you know, they're going to let him work through it.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it.
Yeah.
He's the closer.
Yes.
There's not another, unless you wanted to move Deisbel into that spot. But again, you like where he's at right now. He's doing a good job.
Yeah. But and we have fun with the whole Kimbrel thing. I don't think they're bringing him up to be anything, you know, other than maybe a setup guy. And I seriously doubt maybe that. But I think.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you just got to take the good with the bad with him. And it's just going to be there until – because he's one of those dudes – remember last year when he was kind of rocky, he got it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was real solid over a long period of time. Just hopefully that can get it. You mentioned about, you know, just league-wide, the closers aren't, you know, up to snuff where they need to be anyways, not and the ones that are even better than him. So maybe it's something with the start of the season, not having a lot of opportunities. I don't know.